talking this morning about this girl here. She called in. She talked to us for a couple of minutes. Here's my favorite excerpt from her phone call.
I think it's good to be in with one person mainly.
Yeah.
But as long as they're cool with it and they know what's going on, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Then why
I don't want to be a swinger. Like, he could not go out on me. No. Sounds like a bitch, but...
Yeah, it does. There you go. So, what do you think? Let me give you some more of the background here. She, like you said, she doesn't want to be monogamous, but her man better be. Her fiancé is aware of some kind of cheating. He's aware of something. She had some adult fun this last weekend, at least kissing on somebody. She says that he bought her a $5,000 promise ring and that a $10,000 engagement ring is either coming or she has that. This would be her second marriage if she ends up marrying this guy, and that we're not meant to be with one person our entire life. However, you better not mess around on her. Go ahead.
Hey, she sounds like a gold-digging Springer reject.
Springer reject?
A Springer reject. Someone who should have made it to Springer, but didn't because she didn't have the money.
She couldn't buy the plane ticket.
You know, if she...
Springer pays for you to go out there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If the woman doesn't want to be an novice, why the hell is she engaged?
Yeah, I don't get that either. I really don't. I don't understand why people in general, I mean... To give her credit, she has been honest with us, and most people aren't really that honest about things.
True.
I don't understand why people get into relationships and stay in them, even though they want to get some tail on the side. I've never got that. It's like, why are you in a relationship? Why not just be a man whore or a straight-out whore entire life and do it that way? I don't understand why you need to be in a relationship in addition to that.
Can't have your cake and eat it, too.
This is stupid.
I think she really did follow the stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down.
We're getting all kinds of good sayings this morning. One guy said,
can't turn a whore into a housewife.
Yeah, I can't turn the whore into the housewife.
And then someone said, a woman's horn.
Or maybe she's just a village bicycle.
What's that?
Maybe she's just a village bicycle.
Yeah. But then one villager gets there most of the time, and then wouldn't he be upset if somebody just randomly came in and took his bicycle away? That's... No, if she was the village bicycle, then everyone would get a turn, and there'd be more sharing involved.
Women like her need to be shot or something. She just gives all of us other women a terrible name. You know, no wonder us good girls can't find a good man, because all the whores have the good men.
Damn those whores.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, you know.
This is the only time we could say whore like 30 times in a show and get away with it, by the way.
But I guess whores need love, too.
Yeah, they do. They need cuddling, and they need someone to say, how was your day? At the end of the day, too.
So, who did you cheat on me with?
And to buy them, you know, $15,000 worth of jewelry like this guy apparently has bought for her.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason why she's with him is because he's loaded and he's dumb.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, not a problem.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We had an interesting caller. She called in about an hour ago with her thoughts on, her relationship and relationships in general. She believes that her man should be monogamous, but she doesn't need to be. Her fiancé is aware of some kind of cheating. I guess he's just that desperate to stay in the relationship. She says she got a $5,000 promise ring from him. A $10,000 engagement ring involved there as well. She had some adult fun this last weekend, at least smooching on some dude. Found out he was a good kisser. So, what do you think? Go ahead. Seconds, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I think that she needs to grow up. It sounds like she's in her 30s, which is old enough to stop acting like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she mentioned having a child. I don't know if the child is a boy or a girl, but it's not setting a very good example for the child if she keeps sleeping around with different men. It's not a very stable environment for this child. I just overall think that she needs to grow up, and she's setting a bad name for the other women out there.
Yeah, you know, usually we come on the air and we're just goofy and have a lot of fun, but this is just ridiculous.
I agree with that. I can't even believe that she... It's like a Jerry Springer thing. I mean, I just don't even see why she'd have called in and said that.
Sign her up. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling to say that I knew who that girl was.
You know her, personally?
Yeah. She's on her fiancé, whatever, all the time, and her ring is not worth $5,000. Maybe like $500, maybe from Walmart. And she's a stupid blonde who does nothing but brag about herself all the time, and she doesn't even take care of her child, so she's just an ignorant bitch.
Wow. You can just tell from the details of that story that that was her, huh?
Yes, I know exactly who she is. I know her voice. She drives a red Sunfire.
Now, and you know, do you know where she lives?
I won't give any of that information out.
I'm joking. We're not going to stalk her down. We know that her life will be terrible enough on its own. It's
yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait till she hears it.
Well, congratulations. Maybe you guys can duke it out later.
Maybe.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Wow, a little clarification there, man. Let's go back to Dr. Phil.
You stupid. I'm going to punch your eyes out. I'm going to burn the house down. I'm going to cut you up with a razor knife.